Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Well, you certainly have a nice room here, Arnold. Doesn't he, gang?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Really nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Very cheerful, happy room.
The room may be happy, but I don't hear my appendix laughing.
Oh. Arnold, aren't you glad you're here? Just think, tomorrow this time, all the pain will be gone.
You'll feel a lot better once the room goes co-ed.
That's right, little brother. When cute little Alice boogies in, the string of your little heart's gonna go zing-a-ding-ding.
Mr. Drummond, when is Alice getting here?
Arnold, about Alice.
Say, Arnold, look at this. This electric bed. Go ahead, try it.
Hey, you know, these beds are really fun. This bed moves three different ways.
Yeah, just keep it down to 55 miles an hour.
See?
Hey, wait a minute. How far does this go? I don't want to turn into a taco.
Well, Arnold, you better warn Alice about that. You don't want your girlfriend to get squeezed by anyone but you.
Mr. Drummond, when is Alice getting here?
Take this gadget, Arnold. You push this and it works the TV. And you push that one, you get to talk to the nurse.
Yes, can I help you?
This is the doctor. Please send Arnold Jackson home.
Who is this?
Just send Alice in. Tenfold, good buddy.
Arnold, there's something that I have to tell you.
Hi, Arnold. Oh.
That's what I call service.
Hey, Mr. Pete, what was that you wanted to tell me?
Oh, it was nothing important, Arnold. Look, why don't we all clear out and let these kids get settled?
Bye-bye, Alice.
Bye.
Bye,
Mrs. Garrett.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, little Alice.
Bye. Honey, you can change in the bathroom over here.
Okay, thank you. I won't be long. I'm a very fast changer.
Well, it looks like Tanner had a change of heart.
I didn't think he had one.
Tonsillectomies are a rather simple procedure. It should only take about 30 minutes.
You charge me all that money for 30 minutes' work?
Well, I need the money. I'm trying to finish medical school. Some patients think it's funny.
Tanner, I want to thank you for changing your mind.
About what?
About letting our kids share the same room today.
What are you talking about?
Our kids. They're in there together.
Yeah, they're so happy, you'd think they were having a picnic instead of an operation.
Wait just a minute. Yesterday, I distinctly left word on your exchange that I do not want my daughter in the same room with that kid.
Well, I got your message, but I assumed it was a mistake. Just yesterday afternoon, you insisted that the two kids had to be together.
I should have known better.
I told you he didn't have a heart.
Look, I want her out of that room, and I want her out of there right now.
Come on, Tanner. As long as she's in there with Arnold, why can't you just put your prejudice on hold?
I said I want her out of that room.
I don't believe you. You're taking it out on two little kids because I wouldn't let you in on a foolproof investment.
Gentlemen, please. What's most important here is the welfare of these two. Did you say foolproof investment?
I don't care how good a deal it is. I don't want any part of it.
It'll be a great pleasure for me to know that you are not turning one dime of profit on it.
Profit? I'm a corporation, you know.
I couldn't care less about the profit. I'm just glad I took my $500,000 back.
Oh, you didn't take it back. I tore up the check.
Listen, I can raise $500,000. I play golf with three other doctors.
You're going to get on that telephone over there, and you're going to get my daughter out of that room, or I'm going to hit you with a malpractice suit. Or better yet, maybe I'll just hit you.
Mr. Tanner, you strike me as a reasonable man.
Come on, Tanner. They're only little kids.
Get on that phone.
What a terrible man. I've never met anyone like him.
That's because you've never been black.
I don't understand. Why is a person's color such a big deal to some people?
Sometimes I think if the whole world was the same color, some people would still find something to hate each other for.
This is Space Station calling Rocketship Arnold. This is Space Station calling Rocketship Arnold. Where are you?
This is Rocketship Arnold. I'm about to land on the moon. I'm lowering my flaps. And I've just landed on the moon.
Go ahead, Rocketship Arnold. Say something famous to the whole wide world.
Okay. One small step for Arnold is the best I can do for mankind. Did everybody hear that?
Yes, including your nurse. Would the moon people please knock it off? Or you're going to be invaded by the enema people.
This is the moon people quitting while they're ahead. Hi, how are you two doing?
Oh, we're having lots of fun.
Yep. As long as Alice is here, they can take out anything I got.
See, that just shows being afraid is all in your mind.
I used to think it was in my nose.
Your nose?
Yeah, because every time I got scared, I'd blow. Get it, Alice?
You're so funny, Arnold.
Then how come Willis isn't laughing?
Listen, Arnold, I've always leveled with you, and there's something I gotta tell you.
Get ready for the lecture.
No, this isn't a lecture. You see, Arnold, it's easy to be brave with somebody else. But it takes a lot more bravery to be brave by yourself.
Well, I know that. That's why I never go out at night alone.
I take Penelope with me. She has a shotgun.
Put it this way, Arnold. You're gonna have your chance to be brave alone real soon.
Why would you say a thing like that?
You're not going to be in this room with Alice. She's moving to another room.
No, I'm not.
Of course you're not.
Yes, she is. And that's the truth.
But why am I moving?
Alice, Arnold and me have always said, say it like it is, right?
Right. Go ahead and say it.
Alice, your father's moving you out. Because Arnold was black.
You know, people like you really bug me, Tanner.
And people like you really bore me, Drummond.
Easy, Mr. Drummond.
Pull it, Daddy.
Please, we're in a hospital.
Right. You want to try for intensive care?
Careful, Drummond. You're talking to a guy who lifts heifers.
And throws a lot of bull.
It's pointless arguing, gentlemen. If that's the way you want it, Mr. Tanner, it's your right.
That's the way I want it.
Nurse. Isn't that room ready yet?
I hope you're proud of yourself, Tanner.
No, no, don't put this off on me, Drummond. You're the one who blew it up out of all proportion.
I'll remember that the next time I meet a bigot.
Bigot? Boy, you really like to throw that word around, don't you? Well, it just so happens that I've done a lot of business with blacks. I even had one in my home once.
Was it a maid or a butler?
Is this supposed to be sarcastic?
If it isn't, I said it wrong.
You know, I really resent this implication that I'm prejudiced. All I'm trying to do is exercise my right of free choice.
Mr. Tanner, I've heard you kind of double talk all my life. And any way you slice it, it means sit in the back of the bus.
You tell him, Blood.
Dr. Patnick, bedroom is ready now.
Doctor, will you let me go in and speak with the kids first, please? I want to try and find some way to explain this to Arnold.
You won't have to, Mr. Drummond. I already did it. I thought it'd be easier coming from me.
Well, how did he take it?
Well, he tried not to cry. But he didn't make it. Neither did Alice.
Arnold, are you in there? If you are, flush.
Then I hide in the closet.
Neither's Alice. Hey, their clothes aren't in here either.
Where could the kids be?
Well, there's several possibilities. They could be hiding somewhere in the hospital, wandering on another floor.
There is another possibility. They ran away.
Nurse, alert staff and security. The children have got to be somewhere in the hospital.
Right away, Doctor.
Well, they could be out in the street somewhere.
Oh, but Arnold's so small.
Yeah. He could walk on your legs and you wouldn't even know it.
We're going to have a problem if they get out of the hospital. Not so much with Alice's tonsils, but with Arnold's appendix.
What about it?
Well, it's become more inflamed since yesterday. If we don't find him and it bursts, it could be dangerous.
Oh, no. It's my fault. I shouldn't have told them.
No, Willis, it is not your fault.
Yes, it is. My little brother's out there in the street somewhere. And if his appendix bursts, he could die.
Die? Could he, Daddy?
Of course not. Right, Doctor?
Right.
What's going on?
Good. Nobody saw us.
Are you sure they won't find us here?
Never. They'll be looking all over the hospital first, and there's some great places to hide here.
Well, what do we do for food?
Well, I'll just come in here at night and load up while everybody's asleep, and we'll live up on the roof.
Boy, Arnold, I sure admire you. You're really sneaky.
Thanks.
You're my Superman, Arnold.
I am?
Yeah. You look just like him the way you changed your clothes in that telephone booth.
He can have all the cookies you want.
Thanks. Oh. What's the matter, Arnold? Is it your appendix again?
Maybe it's just from when I jumped over that wino in the subway.
Yeah.
Hey, I just thought of something. Maybe I better take a look at my telescope.
What for?
So they don't surprise us. If Mr. D is coming up Park Avenue, I can spot his limousine a mile away.
But what if he comes a different way?
Good thinking. I got a better idea now than my telescope.
Hello, darling. This is Mr. Drummond's attorney. Yes. Could you bounce me when he comes in? Yes. Thank you. Yes.
We feel so safe here. We Penelope.
Penelope? She's here? Uh-huh. Long time no see, Penelope.
She came to see the palace.
Palace?
Uh-huh. If you can be on the moon, I can be in a palace.
That's fair enough. That makes sense. Okay, here we are. We're in Alice's palace. How you like that, Penelope?
She just left.
She's hard to keep track of.
She left because she's afraid of the wicked king who lives in the palace.
He's a bad dude, huh?
Oh, terrible. He doesn't live with his queen, and he has a golden-haired daughter who's very sad.
What's her problem?
Her father won't let her play with her best friend because he's different.
How's he different?
He's green.
Well, that's what I call different.
The wicked king banishes him into the cave. So go to the cave, Arnold, because you're the green boy.
I am? Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Any dragons in this cave?
It doesn't matter.
It does to the green boy.
No, it doesn't. Because look. The wicked king has fallen off from his horse and has landed on his head.
Ew, what a mess. He'll probably need an operation.
You're the only one who can save him.
Okay, I'll operate. Will the purple nurse and the plaid nurse and the red nurse please put this guy on the table? And just in case he needs the last rites, send in the blue nun.
I'll be your assistant, Arnold.
Looks like he needs a brain transplant. Hand me the carbonite. Okay.
Here we go. I was the old. Slip me a brain out of that jar.
Here, this brain will make him kind and loving.
He can use it. Zip him up.
Look, the king is smiling. Oh, and did you hear what he said?
I didn't see him smile.
He said he'll marry his queen and everyone in the kingdom can be friends, no matter what color they are.
Hmm.
I'm sure the police will find him.
Oh, we've done everything we can.
Oh, no, it's them.
I thought the doorman was going to buzz you.
See what happens when you don't tip.
Come on.
Oh, no! I forgot the cookie jar. Don't know we're here.
I just don't know.
Well, all we can do now is just wait for the police to call us back. Hope that's them. Hello? Oh. Yeah, it's the doorman. What do you mean I'm on my way up? I'm up. Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. Now, that's strange. The doorman said that my attorney called from here a couple of minutes ago. Well, that isn't possible. How could my attorney...
I'll bet we're all thinking about the same little attorney.
I don't follow you.
Arnold and Alice are here.
I'll bet I know where they're hiding. You remember that place Arnold hid before when I was going to spank him?
Yeah.
Under the kitchen sink.
Let's go look.
Yeah.
I guess they were here, but they left.
Just find Alice. She could share the operating table with Arnold if she wants.
Would you put that in writing?
Scared us. Yes, you can. Of course you can.
If you guys are so happy to see us, let's have a party.
Oh, yeah.
Ow! Yeah. Don't squeeze so hard. Ouch!
Arnold, I'm taking you right back to the hospital.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Yeah, come on.
Oh, come on, Arnold, relax. In a few minutes, it'll be all over.
You talking about my operation or my life?
He's talking about your operation, of course. Listen, it's all going to be okay.
Well, where's Alice? I gotta talk to her before I can go through with this.
Well, Arnold, she's in a room just like this one, getting ready to have her tonsils out. Mrs. Garrett went to go see how she's doing.
Are you ready to take a little ride with me, young fella?
Yeah, how about to Nebraska?
Now, Arnold, you promised me that you were going to take this like a man.
And I will, but I won't be a man for 10 years.
Oh, come on, Arnold. All you gotta know is you sleep and you wake up. And you do that every night.
Yeah, but not every night does somebody come in and poke a hole in my gut.
Hello? Oh, Mrs. Garrett. How's Alice? She is? That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for calling.
What about Alice?
Alice has had her operation, and she is resting comfortably.
Oh, that's better than resting in peace.
And you'll be very happy to know that Alice told Mrs. Garrett that she is sending Penelope right down here to be with you.
Hey, well, that's wonderful, hey, Arnold. Penelope can go in the operating room with you.
Oh, wait, but now hold it, folks. I mean, I can only take one person on this gurney. Those are my orders. Say,
hey, there's Penelope right now.
Penelope, that's certainly a lovely dress you're wearing.
Oh, Penelope. You sure can look foxy when you want to.
We're very happy that you made it here, Penelope, because now we can go on with the operation.
Mr. Drummond, are you sure your folks are in the right kind of hospital?
Penelope is just an imaginary friend.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, yeah, I see her now.
Where is she standing?
She's standing right there.
No, she isn't.
She isn't?
There she is.
Penelope ain't nowhere in here, and I ain't leaving until she gets here.
That's right, Arnold. Penelope isn't here. But it is very important that you go with this man right now.
That's right, Arnold.
Yeah, Arnold. You wouldn't want Alice to think that you're a coward, huh? Would you? Hey, there's Penelope now.
Hi, Penelope.
Hi, Penelope.
How you doing?
Hey, Penelope.
Well, let's go. What are we waiting for?
Oh, easy, easy, does it, young man.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Arnold.
Bye, Arnold.
Mwah.
See you later. Okay, my man. Roll me to the big nut.
Are you sure he's going to be all right, Mr. Drummond?
Oh, sure he is.
Hey, come on, you two. Hold good thoughts.
Hi, Tanner.
Drummond. Listen, about that housing development deal, well, I want you to take this.
What is that?
It's another check for $500,000.
Now, look, Tanner.
No, wait, look. I know what I did was dumb. I know it was wrong, and I just hope you'll forget everything you said.
Well, if you really mean it.
I do mean it. I mean, I know what my mistake was now. I should never, never have told you how I really feel.
Well, Arnold, how's your appetite?
Come on, Arnold, just take a little more.
It's not fair. Alice had her tonsils out and she gets ice cream. I had my whole appendix out and I get custard that tastes like an airmail stamp.
We'll make it up to you. Next week, you can have your tonsils out.
Then we're better, Arnold. I'll come and visit you, and the green boy can have all the ice cream he wants.
The green boy thanks you, princess.
Green boy? Princess?
They live in our palace, don't they, Arnold?
Yeah, with the red people and the purple people and the polka dot people. It doesn't make any difference what color you are. Nobody cares.
It sure sounds like a beautiful place to live.
Yeah, now that is a project I would be delighted to invest in.
Come on now, Arnold.